you know, and we spoke quite a bit of English. In fact, my girls, the children in California, they don't speak Spanish, and I don't think that's right. They should speak English and Spanish. They understand. Their mother talks to them in Spanish, and they'll answer back in English. They understand everything, but they don't speak Spanish. The two older ones, now the younger ones, they're taking Spanish in school. Mm-hmm. This bilingual, they call it.
Most of the younger people here who have small children, people in their 20s or 30s,
mm-hmm.
are most of them raising their children Spanish first, or are they trying to...
Well, they're trying to teach them English. A lot of the younger people speak English to the children. There's both. A lot of them just mm-hmm. speak Spanish to them, but or they speak both.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what confuses a child. Like, for instance, my sister, one of her boys, I remember, he would always say Christmas tree, and then when we said, I will gonna be that, you know, in Spanish, he didn't know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, it confuses a child, I think, to speak both English and Spanish.
If you had small children around, how would you want to see it raised here?
Speaking English and Spanish both, but not mixed.
How would you prevent that?
I don't know, but I would try. it's funny, I hear a lot of children, you know, speaking both. And they get so used to it, they'll never speak either English or Spanish. They'll just mix it.
Is that what you call it, Tex-Mex?
Or? Yes, and they call it, in Spanish, they call it Pocho.
Pocho?
Uh-huh, Pocho. And we've heard that in California, too.
Uh-huh.
But there, all the children, from little children, they speak English. Most everybody speak English to them. But they don't know Spanish.
Mm-hmm. This Pochos, is that what you call a person like that?
No, it's just the word, I guess, to describe the language.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get
that. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is this for research or just for your schoolwork? Or?
Yes, it's for a research project that's uh-huh. being conducted by my school.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looks like, or the house that you've lived in for a long time.
You mean when I was a child?
Yeah, and then this house now. Uh-huh. Could you sort of make a sketch of the floor plan and you know,
uh-huh.
the name?
I couldn't make much because there was not much of a house. I wouldn't know where to start. Well, the kitchen was always off of... In those days, I remember people used to have their kitchen away from the house. Sometimes about 5-6 feet away, or even 10 feet away from the house. From the living quarters, you know.
Uh-huh.
For the... I don't remember having a living room then. It was all beds. It was a two-room... Well, this would be the bed, and then there was bed over here, and then I remember a little closet Mama built,
mm-hmm.
and a corner, and this was our children's sleeping quarters, and then there was a little room this way, and it was their bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and the kitchen was off. Away from them
mm-hmm.
at one time, I remember. Then later on, just before I got married, I think